Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Erimoex Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. I hope that this Friday is finding you well. It is surely finding me well. The sun is shining, my incense is lit, and it's some awesome weather today here in Detroit, Michigan. And you know what? Despite all that I have been going through, I have no complaints, and I am super grateful. So, with that being said, let's jump right into it. We are on episode 10 of the Mask Off series. Guys, I had a whole, proper presentation for you guys today. Kid you not. I ended up seeing a meme earlier this morning, and it changed the whole thing. The whole thing. And the meme was, a lot of people have the wrong idea about me, but I have, no intention of clearing that shit up. I'm going to tell y'all why that resonated with me. Since we're talking about the Mask Off series, we're talking about things like skeletons in our closets and things in us that we keep suppressed that plays a role in why we act, respond, and do things the way that we do. You know, I think it's so important to look within that side of yourself. And it's a scary thing to do. It is not easy. And it is not an easy journey, but it's so beautiful in the end. You know, you have to balance yin and yang. You have to balance. You have to be comfortable with your light self and your shadow self. For some of those who don't understand what that means, your light self and your dark self. You're good and you're bad. You're pretty and you're ugly. And in this situation, I find it an in-between. A little gray area. And the reason being is simply this. Sidebar, I skipped formalities today on purpose. Let me continue. You can easily fall into what other people want you to be and shape your reality around that opinion. Okay? A lot of us have grown up the way we did based off of someone else's opinion and or expectation. Now, some of you who are probably still trapped in the ego are like, not me. I already knew I was going to do A, B, C, D, E, and I knew this, and I know that. You didn't know shit, okay? And the reason why I say that is this. Somewhere in there, mama has something to say. Daddy has something to say, or grandparents has something to say, or your peers has something to say. Now, what you chose to do with what was said is different. However, it was said and it was put on you, and some part of you took a chunk of that, if not all of it. How do we know? If we sit back and we ask each other, what is the one thing your mom wanted you to do or be when you grow up? Like, what did she say? I literally have done that, and I found that most people said go to college, find a good career, get married, have babies. I've also heard the answer to not be on drugs and not be dead, which to me is really, 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 I'm not going to say disturbing, but it's really interesting. It's really interesting. It really shows you so much. I've heard to be better than everyone around me. I've heard to be successful in whatever it is I want to do in this life. And the fact that you can remember it says that some part of you carried it. I myself have been a person who used to value what other people think and their opinion and what they say more than my own. And since taking my isolation journey, I can honestly say that I no longer give two flying cares of a fuckity fuck. Yes, that type of podcast today. I'll repeat it. I no longer care or give a fuckity fuck about another person's opinion outside myself. We are conditioned to think beneath our potential. From the school systems to the laws and constitutions that have been set up for women of color, men of color, people of color, the way the world is set up, yes, it is not made for us to reach certain, I'll say pedestals, certain pedestals. However, people is reaching them. And you know why people are reaching them? Because we get them there. You know how we get them there? We so busy minding what the fuck they doing that we missing out on our own shit. So when we wonder how they there and we not, well, if you wasn't on the phone for 10 hours or in a group chat gossiping about other people and their obstacles and scenarios, then maybe you would be where they are. And all of us can apply that to ourselves, even me. You know, and the funniest thing that I see is that when someone from an urban city makes it, like Detroit, and they decide to relocate, man, do we have so much hate in our hearts. Man, do we feel some type of way. But then again, our opinion isn't giving them their paycheck now, is it? Because whether your opinion is good or bad when it comes to celebrities, especially black celebrities, they still get paid. They get paid for their time. There are black actresses and actors who get paid by the minute more than you see in a year. Like, this is the reality we have all collectively shaped. You cannot walk around caring what people think about you. You have to be your authentic self. Now, disclaimer, I'm not saying go around and bust people's car windows out and throw bricks through people's houses and shoot up stores. That's not what I mean. Don't be petty, don't be childish, and do not be ratchet. Okay? I am saying, if you want to wear rainbow hair and you feel good about it, fuck whoever else got something to say about it. If you a grown-ass adult and you want to go to McDonald's and get your ass a Happy Meal because you like to collect toys, that's your business. You ain't taking up space in my space. Shoot, I ain't mad at you. Because why people talking shit when you able to cash in on that later because it's considered a collector's item or it's because it's so classic and so old, they going to be wishing they did the same thing. Then they going to hit you up and ask you how you did it. See, that's the comical part of it all right there. We have to get to a place where we are so confident in ourselves. We love ourselves so deeply. We care for ourselves so much that what we think of us takes priority over anything else that is said to us. Because if you are doing something that's out of your character, or maybe it really isn't the best for you, your friend knows how to approach you. Your mate should know how to approach you properly. Like, it's we know how to say things out of love without hurting people's feelings, okay? And then some of us just don't give a fuck and we say what we want to say, but then get mad about the consequences later when nobody want to talk to your ass about nothing. I know, I've been there. I've been on both ends. But the thing about it is this. You have to know how to filter through it. You have to know what's meant to cause you good and what's meant to cause you harm. And the only way to know the difference between those things is to look within yourself. What do you gravitate towards? What gravitates towards you? What do you normally attract? Prime example, I don't like dealing with a large group of females. Like, four or more are too much for me. And the reason why is not because I don't love women, because I love women. However, because the competitive mentality is still there, my stomach turns when I observe a room full of women and I observe how they're watching what this person is wearing and, you know, chuckling and laughing and saying, oh, this person looked like this girl. No, she did not wear that. Why is that important? Because while you talking about what she wearing, she got a notepad out and she taking notes to make sure that she is properly prepared so that she does not give a poor performance, so that she does not fail, so that she executes her stuff in excellence. And you worried about what she wearing and what she doing and what she got and what she don't got, what her husband did, what her boyfriend did, what her side nigga did. That's none of your business. Half of our problem is we don't know how to mind our damn business. And most of the time we can't mind our business because the people we talking about Yeah, and this is going to hurt, and this is going to be some real shit that's about to be said for quite a few people. Most of the time when we talking bad about somebody, it's because we jealous of them. Not necessarily because they actually did something wrong. Like right now, take this week for instance. Think about one person you may have laughed at or talked about or had something to say about. And honestly, think why. Why? Especially if they good outweigh they bad. If, like, I'm a very forgiving person. I am a very forgiving person. Sometimes too forgiving. Sometimes I give so much that I overlook myself and I don't give back to me. So I'm saying this stuff from experience. Everything I'm talking about, I've experienced, especially throughout this summer. You know, and it's funny because I was always taught to be observant, be quiet, and act at the right time. And upon my observations, upon knowing how to plant seeds and how to nurture them and watch them grow, you will find out who's weak. You will find out who's strong. You will find out who's for you, who's against you, who never was really for you in the first place. They just wanted to copy off you. You will find so much information out. And this is where we mess up. Once you find out the information, what do we do? We be ready to throw hands, or we'll talk subliminal shit over Instagram. We will, or Facebook or Twitter or what's that Marco Polo app? It's so much. Zoom. That's what we do. And then we huddle up with other women who feel they are lacking. And then we just pass the person's name around and drag it through mud for what? Do you feel better about yourself? Are you going, like you have to ask yourself that, like, do I feel better about myself? Oh no, I'm still eating my feelings. Maybe I should shut the hell up. Oh wow. Well, while I'm talking crap, this person making a move, and yeah, I'm salty that this person's making a move with my ideas. However, damn, they good. I can't even be mad. See, this is the thing about people, and this is why it's important to study psychology and to study people, learn how to observe, be quiet, and act at the right time. It's important to do that because it will tell you what you're in for. A lot of the times when we get in messed up situations and relationships and friendships, we already knew something was off. We just don't acknowledge it because we would hate to believe it's true. At that point, we're being denial about the situation. Part of going through this mask off journey, guys, is really being raw and real with yourself. So you know what I learned about myself? I attract a lot of fake bitches into my life. Why? I'm being my authentic self. I'm, you know, being positive and uplifting. But do I always say how I really feel about shit? Nope. Epic Libra trait. Because we always want to take the high road. We might discuss it amongst that one close friend. Because, I mean, all the Libras I know anyway have like maybe 2 or 3 close friends. And it's funny that we get the Lion Libra reputation when it's actually Lion Leo's, but we'll talk about that on another day. But we get that reputation because we tend to try and spare people feelings. See, people don't understand. When you look at balance, when you look at scales, it can only go up and down. So I often tell people, I'm either all good or all bad. Which side you get depends on you and what energy you're giving me. And with me saying that, I'm saying that I know me as a person, I don't like giving bad news. Oh my gosh. I do not like I don't like being the messenger. And those of you who know me personally, just the messenger, that word alone is going to tickle you. We already know why. So that's my husband DJ's name. So the messenger. Shout out to It's the Messenger. Follow him on Instagram. He's pretty, pretty dope. Super, super skilled and super duper professional. Anywho, I kid you not, like, that's something that I don't like, because if, like, I'm a natural peacemaker. If something's off, I'm gonna want to talk about it. I don't do well with people who avoid or run or don't want to talk, because that says there's more to the story and you lying or hiding something. Now, this is the kicker. I deal with a diverse group of women. And if I choose to, hey, you know, I didn't feel like this was my place, or this got a little too touchy, I just didn't know how to tell you this. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but you found out, and you found out the way you needed to find out, so I'm good with it. There are literally people in this world who will get mad at you for not spilling all the tea, for not telling you everything in its entirety. But here's the kicker about that. It ain't my job to report what you should be discovering for yourself. And it's not your job to report what I should be discovering for myself. And most of the time, I'm not shocked when things come to me. However, we all react to things differently. But we cannot continue to use the excuse of, oh, well, I'm different and I take things differently and this is different and, well, I'm not there yet. No, that's an excuse. Stop it. You're grown. Grow the fuck up. Pull up your big girl panties and do what the fuck you gotta do. And when I say I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it. As of today, I have dispelled my entire circle. And the reason why I've dispelled my circle is because those who are family to me, who I claim as sisters, know who they are. They already know this don't apply to them. I decided to wipe everybody off the board and start clean. Because life is easier when you can breathe and you can walk forward or move forward with anything from a project or a plan or a conversation with no hard feelings, and you're dealing with level-headed, mature people. You want to know something about somebody? Figure out why certain things happen. You know, I really pay attention to what's said in between the lines. And in doing that, it's saved me so much time. So much time. It's okay to be a loner. It's okay to be a leader. You don't have to hide who you are, how great you are, because you worried about Bam Bam and the baby kids and what they think. No. Like, who gives a flying fuckity fuck about what they think? And why do you care? What do they have that you feel that you don't, that makes you feel like you have to change who you are to fit into that? That's what you want to fit into, sis? You want to be one of them chicks that's just on the internet all day gossiping about people? Throwing shade, talking shit? Posting subliminals, knowing damn well that if they were in your face, you wouldn't even be doing all of that because you don't know who they are and you don't know how they roll and you don't know what they come with? Huh. Y'all better utilize that wisdom, because everybody ain't playing. I know I'm not. It's real out here. Life and death is real. And it's a lot of bullshit going on in the world. And because it's a lot of bullshit going on in the world, it do you well to study yourself and to mind the business that pay you. Get to know you. Heal what needs to be healed in you. Grow, level up, prosper, so that you could do whatever it is your heart desires on this realm. And whatever it is that you have to do that is a part of your purpose, of your destiny, of your fate. Work on being great. Stop talking about these girls out here. Stop huddling up in these group chats, talking shit about people that y'all really don't know. People only show you what they want you to know. This is the one place where I am 100% transparent. 100% transparent. Man, y'all wouldn't even have enough time to hear what I've endured and what I've been through from a little girl up until 30 years old. Well, soon to be 31. I turned 31 in October. I'm saying this to y'all because it's time to wake up. Y'all still sleeping. And it's a whole ascension coming. And y'all gonna be sitting there wondering how this person level up, and you don't even understand because this happened and that happened. Shit happens, and it happens for a reason. And most of the time when shit explodes and stuff and people start to get exposed, it's because you're being called to grow up, level up, mature, refocus your focus, mute your distractions, take the mask off, look in the mirror, and make sure you're not the common denominator. Mask off. This is what it's about. I told y'all I wasn't going to be pretty. And don't get it twisted, because as I talk to y'all, I am always talking to myself. And I will restate that as many times as it takes for y'all to feel comfortable. At the end of the day, when you get off the phone, when you end that video call, when you get in your car and you go home and you shower, you look in the mirror and you look at yourself, you know damn well that there's just some people you speaking on that you shouldn't be for no reason. I don't like bullies. I do not like bullies. Let me tell y'all something. As a person who is a victim of being bullied growing up, because of my weight, because of my nationality, because of the fact that my name was Xiomara and not simple, not something easy for people to say, because of the fact that I look more like my aunt because we're the same complexion, but my mother is fair skin with fine hair, but she's Cuban. Like, I went through so much, so much. And if I could stand here and look in the mirror and absorb all of that and look at where I need to be accountable and what I need to fix within me for me, not y'all, but for me, you could do the same thing too. And I promise you, your life will get better. Your life will get better, man. We're grown. Talk to one another. If you too childish to do that, you shouldn't even be saying you grown. If talking is too much for you, you need to do some life review. You need to reevaluate. Because there was a time I would let everything build up and then just explode. But since I've learned to tackle things head on, most of the time it's miscommunication. Or it's us being so wrapped up and caught up in the emotion that we blind or blur out the line that says, hey, you need to chill out. Don't be afraid to be with yourself. Don't be afraid to get with yourself when you need to get with yourself. However, don't you dare let what another motherfucker say to you, what their opinion of you is, shape your reality. Man, I got myself in such a deep depression doing that. Let me tell y'all something. Most people speak on people who actually got something to offer this world. Most people turn their nose up at what they don't understand because they really have no knowledge of what it is or why. Those of you who are multifaceted, who can do any and everything, especially if you are a creative, don't you dare let nobody make you feel bad. You keep raising your hand and answering them questions in class. You keep stepping up to the next opportunity. You keep putting in them applications for that promotion. You keep sitting up there and you create whatever it is that's on your heart to create, because your own competition is you. And you ain't even got to compete with you. Real talk, you just got to choose to be better. Choose to do better and elevate. Ride that shit out. Cruise on, just cruise on the freeway. Stay in your lane. Let other people handle themselves. You give a person enough rope, they'll surely hang themselves. It's funny because I just heard this the other day. And shout out to the person that told me this. This person know who, you know, who he is. He said they didn't have to kill Judas. Judas hung his damn self. And they hanging. Listen, life is too short. Tomorrow is not promised. Get that mask off. Deal with yourself. Because a lot of you our beautiful souls up under these masks. You just got a bunch of hurt and jealousy and greed and disappointment and abandonment and low self-esteem, the feeling of lacking. All of that is what covers you. We're at a place where we cracking this mask off and we dealing with it layer by layer. However long I need to continue this series is however long it's going to go. Because you know what? The world needs you. We need each other. If it ain't positive, turn your ear off. Stop mistaking negativity for constructive criticism. Some of us can't take feedback. I've been very guilty of that. Ask my old boss. I ain't never like hearing when I was wrong about some shit. But the thing about being wrong about some shit is that it teaches you the lessons that you need to know so that you won't be wrong again. I'm coming to y'all as transparent as I can be and respectfully and with love. I really want y'all to succeed, man. Like, I really want y'all to be happy, healthy, whole, complete, content, at peace, wealthy in more ways than one. Because wealth ain't just physical and material things. But that's a different topic for another day as well. At the end of the day, y'all, don't get caught up in other people's conversation of you. It ain't paying your bills. It's not conducive to you and what you're doing. Pay it no mind. Fuck them. And if they still don't get what you're saying, link them to my podcast. As you can see, I can happily break it down. It is time for everybody to grow up. There is work to be done. There is purpose. There is so much passion and zeal going on right now. The energies are great right now. We're about to embark on another season. If you out my way in Michigan, fall is coming. If you bought that spiritual life for real, you know what September 7th and 8th is. It is time to refocus your focus. It is time to say, I'm not going to clarify who I am for you. What you think of me is what you think of me, but what you think of me will not shape who I am. What I think of me will shape who I am. What I believe about me will shape my reality, not your words, because your words add no value to my life. Keep that mentality. You guys are amazing. Even the ones that are doing the things I'm talking about, you're amazing. But at some point, y'all, we got to get these bad habits and these nasty behaviors and these statistic type behaviors that could be emulated in movies. We got to get that together and we got to be accountable for our bullshit. This is episode 10, Mask Off. And the title is simple. Fuck they opinion. What's yours? Much love, much peace. I enjoyed you guys. And get ready for episode 11 next week on Friday. Keep it peaceful, y'all.